God bless you, YouTube family. I guess we're dealing with a rather serious message here. This message is about CERN, and today is April 5th, and it's 1:35 a.m. All of my recording equipment is down. Can't tell you why, but I have two different units, and microphones and units and professional recording equipment, and it's refusing to work. It won't even turn on. So I think this message is probably not the enemy's favorite. So I'm not going to be able to edit this message. You're going to hear a lot of ahs and mms, and it's okay. It doesn't matter. The message is what's important. The Lord began tonight, "I want my bride to approach me with the confidence that she will be fully received. I am not some great and terrible king in whose presence you could be executed. No, to the meek, I am meek. To the fragile, ever so gentle. To the fearful, embracing with open arms. But to those who are angry and cruel, I am fierce and protective. To those who deceive, I catch in their own ruses. To those who are wicked, I brandish the iron rod. In this way, I protect my bride and give to each one their just deserts. I have labored hard and long with this generation to bring them to repentance. Even in this hour, I have presented to them the science of my creation to bring them to their senses. And yet they persist in their obstinate unbelief to satisfy careers in the scientific community and avoid the inevitable ridicule that comes with proclaiming my name. And so here we are at a critical juncture in history, and I must contend with those who would pretend to be God. Even as Satan longed to ascend the throne, they have longed to outdo me, or at the very least, set themselves on equal terms with me. What shall I say to this wicked generation who toys with the very building blocks of creation? Carry on, run your tests until you destroy all that I've created? No, I shall let it backfire on them, for to them I say, I am God, and there is none other. Can I not withdraw the breath from your very bodies, and to dust you will return? But no, this does not occur to them, for they're blinded by their ambition to prove to the world they are the gods. I will not tolerate this insidious behavior, inspired by none other than Satan himself. I will punish and rebuke such as these, lest they destroy the very ground they stand on. I am not a man that I should be mocked, nor am I deaf, blind, and speechless, like the idols they adore. No, I am their creator. Like it or not, accept it or not, what they are attempting to do will result in one of the greatest disasters the earth has ever known. Each shall run to their own deep dwelling, but in vain the waters will seek them out, and they shall not escape. But you, my bride, will be with me in heaven, and we will dance and celebrate and explore the wonders I have created for you. Stand fast, my bride. You shall see the glory and salvation of your God. Do not entertain fears. Rather, rest in my provision for you. For I have gone to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you too should be, in the house of the Lord. Yet with your own lovely palaces, where you may continue to grow in your love for me in preparation for your reign on earth. So rest and worry not. Your salvation draws nigh." And what the Lord is referring to in this message is the CERN project, which I guess they're trying to fire up the accelerator again this weekend. Hey, maybe even at the time they think the Lord rose from the dead. Who knows? In any case, this is the Lord's message to us. And please pray for us, because I've got about $1,500 worth of equipment here that I bought with an inheritance that has totally stopped working. Not that we're going to be here that much longer, But we could use your prayers. The Lord bless you, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow night for what the Lord has to say. And thank you for your comments. We really appreciate them. And we're trying to catch up and communicate with all of you guys. God bless.